I'm Jack Watson. I work at HFW Industries as our business development manager, and I represent the fourth generation of my family to work for the business.
Let's just start. If you could tell me how HFW started and about the work that the company does.
So HFW started as a turnkey thermal spray and hard-facing shop. My great-grandfather, who founded the business, was one of the pioneers in thermal spray, which is essentially, it started as spraying metal onto parts to help restore parts. If you had something that was worn, you could help bring it back to like new condition. And now 80 years later, it's evolved. These coatings are being used for everything from wear and corrosion prevention to helping with some of the mechanical and physical properties of the equipment that we're working on. So, you know, if you take a turbine equipment that's working at very high temperatures, it can help that equipment better withstand really harsh operating environments. And so we've become specialists in not just the coating, but also everything around it. So we can make something new, which would involve machining, grinding, coating, and we can rebuild equipment too. So we specialize in a couple industries in particular. Yeah. So power generation is a big one right now, especially given the build out of additional power capacity with data centers and AI and that sort of thing. We've always had a large presence in chemical manufacturing, and then just general industrial applications and any industry that suffers from wear and corrosion, which is pretty much any industry. We are able to help really design a manufactured service for our customers.
Can you explain what thermal spray is and what it's used for?
Yeah, I mean, just talking about thermal spray, thermal spray, very similar to casting and forging, is a very niche process. It's something that we all rely on and is in a lot of the products and the services that we use every day but don't even realize. And so, you know, just like everyone here is teaching about the, you know, how important castings and forgings are to our modern society, I try to be an evangelist of thermal spray coatings as much as I possibly can. And you know, for us, the specialty is not just applying these coatings. You know, a thermal spray is a very precise process, a lot like casting and forging. There are, you know, the smallest tweaks in the environment can completely change how the coating performs. And so we've become specialists, not just in the coating, but in the entire coating process. So, you know, I really enjoy that these really niche custom manufacturing solutions and tough manufacturing problems. And that's why I love coming here.
Coming from a long line of manufacturers, did you always know that you wanted to go into your family's business?
I explored different things. I always loved construction growing up as well. Obviously grew up around the family business. So I knew I wanted to do something tangible or physical.
Yeah.
And I know that I've often said if the family business didn't exist, I would be in this space in some capacity or another. So I'm really fortunate that I think we're doing some really cutting edge stuff. You know, it's really neat work and we have a tangible impact on everything around us. You know, if you like turning the lights on, if you like flying on planes, if you like flushing your toilet, our work contributes to a lot of these things. So that impact, even though I'm not the one that's directly doing the work, is something that I really like. And I like being part of the infrastructure that builds our world.
Can you tell me about some of the challenges that you believe manufacturers in the U.S. are facing today?
I mean, the easy answer is talent. And I don't think there's one easy answer to that. But I think it takes a lot of different approaches. We have to change the perception around the trades, which is, again, a big reason for putting on events like we have here at the boot camp. And then, you know, it's having the patience to train people to get to the experience level they need. We need extremely skilled people. We always say we need the people at the top of their craft. But someone that's 18 or 19 years old is not going to be at that level yet.
Yeah.
And it takes 5 or 10 years in our trade to do that. So our focus is on being the best teachers in the world, having the patience and also the program and the setting where someone can come in and build a career, want to stay, because that's another issue. You see the turnover in the workforce, not only of people retiring, but also people switching jobs every couple of years.
Yeah.
So our focus is on bringing in the best talent and then retaining them for ideally their whole career and getting them to a point where they can make very good money and thrive both in the workplace and outside as well.
As a manufacturing professional, why were you interested in coming to Metals Bootcamp and what has been your impression of the experience?
Well, there are a couple of different reasons. The big one was I've met a lot of the really impressive people here previously through social media. There are a lot of very like-minded people here. And so first and foremost, I would say that was the big driver. And then, you know, the just the specific topic when it comes to castings and forgings, we are a big user of both, as those are oftentimes the input to a lot of our work, whether we're making, you know, large turbine shaft, compressor equipment, large pieces and rolls for that are going into chemical plants. So I know a lot of the general background, but I wanted to deepen that metallurgical knowledge. Metallurgy is a huge piece of our business. And I'm starting to become very proficient at our realm, but I wanted to see like what comes before that. And my eyes have been opened so much by the boot camp, and I have so many bullet points of things I need to go study further that this has kind of opened me up to the world of this really cool technology. Yeah.
Why do you think it's helpful for other manufacturing professionals to attend metals boot camp and similar workforce development experiences?
Well, first and foremost, again, goes back to the people. Being able to talk to people that are like-minded and that are facing similar problems, but also see the amazing opportunity in front of us is just a great opportunity. And some of the conversations that happen in the hallways and that happen at dinner are just as, if not even more impactful than our classroom teachings or the tours in the relationships you build. So, I think it's a no-brainer to attend events like these, especially because they're very educational at their core. So it's not like we're, going and playing golf, which, I mean, I like that too, but, there's a purpose to this and you are still learning, but, the relationships you build as well. So again, I think the opportunity for both to combine the education with the networking is a no-brainer for someone in my position.
What do you enjoy most about being a manufacturer who supports the metal industry?
I think metal to me is what makes the world run. And so again, it goes back to all the things I like in this world. I'm really interested in the outdoors and the natural world, and metal starts in the ground. I'm very interested in large industrial manufacturing and all these really cool, very specific niche processes that are involved to make products that we're using every day. I mean, you look around and all the different kinds of metals and material science that went into just this building and this built space around us. And that's literally every single moment of our life. From the time you open your eyes until the time you go to sleep at night. I mean, that's what gets me excited. I love being part of that. And I can't wait to be a part of several generations of great American industrialists.
If you're ready to forge your future in metal, start Metal's free online training and find upcoming boot camps near you at metalforamerica.org. Thanks for listening.